Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wind and Words, the podcast diving deep into the many beautiful words that appear in Ulysses by James Joyce. I'll be going chapter by chapter, keeping a diary of how I feel on my way through the famous / infamous novel, and keeping track of my favorite quotes. Onward we charge into Ulysses, sticking with our man, Leopold Bloom. Chapter 5, The Lotus Eaters. The quote-unquote main event of this chapter is the letter that Bloom receives from his dirty pen pal, which is presumably how he stays active. His wife cheating and all. It's made clear that he doesn't plan to actually meet this woman, simply just to write these letters. That's an indication that he's good at heart. Despite his wife's infidelity, he can't do the same. Anyway, that's a bit heavy on the build-up, so let's jump to my quote for the episode. Language of flowers. They like it because no one can hear. Page 64, line 261. This is a surprisingly compact quote. First little detail is that his pseudonym is actually Henry Flower. Due to this being a letter, the language of flowers may have a double meaning, referencing that she likes his writing because it's a private and intimate. Flower, of course, is no doubt his chosen name based on the pun of his last name, Bloom. Flowers bloom. You get it. Now, the other side to the quote requires a bit of context, which is that he had just pulled the flower from the pin on the letter, smelled it, and then placed it in his pocket. Of course, flowers cannot speak, so their language is some sort of interaction which doesn't involve hearing. Of course, this is all metaphorical. So let's read too much into this, why not? The two paths I believe in are that A. Bloom seems to be really into good scents. He likes smelling, probably his favorite scents. It's a strange point. And perhaps he's saying that the language of flowers is the smells that they emit, perhaps to humans or to each other. And that language is nice. Humans love receiving flowers. It's in our nature. Now B, he could be using the sexual nature of plants as a language. Clearly the letter was lewd, and perhaps he's saying this entire act was pleasing because it's secretive. The opposite of voyeurism, in a sense. I don't know the word for it. One way or another, this line has power. I have a weird fascination in literature with men talking about flowers. It's something beautiful to me. How we're taught to not like girly and beautiful things, but that's what makes it powerful every time. A flower is an expression of beauty, something not intrinsically manly, and that minor shift away from that norm still calls out to me every time it comes up. Thank you, everyone. This has been Wind and Words. Better rush out.